What do you turn to fill your deepest needs? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes the metaphors used in the Bible don't make complete sense to us. I mean, we're from a different time in a different place, or maybe we've heard them so often, they just pass us by without making an impact. So that's why today's story is pretty great. It illustrates the power of how Jesus described himself as living water in John 4:14. Our Devo today is called The Three Lakes by Lorna Garletz. The drought in Zerio had gone on for a year. People were so thirsty, they were fainting in the hot streets. That is why I came up into the mountains. I hoped to find water. I plod on. Then I see a glimmer ahead. What is it? Lakes, three lakes shimmering in front of me. I rush toward the first one. A sign made of gold is engraved with the words, "The Lake of Wealth." Leaning over the water, I see jewels lying on the lake floor. But what do jewels matter? I am too thirsty. I fill my cupped hands with water. Blech! I spit the water out, rubbing my tongue in an attempt to get rid of the incredibly, awfully sweet flavor of the water. I can't find the words to describe it. I am still desperately thirsty, though, and I can only hope that the other lakes are not like the Lake of Wealth. I run along the gold dust shore toward the second lake. Its waters sparkle against the white sands. A huge sign with brightly colored letters blares out, "Fame Lake." Here, I am still faster to fill my cupped hands and bring the water to my lips. But I start coughing and collapse on the sand. My tongue, my mouth. That couldn't have been water. It was liquefied dryness and bitterness. I begin to run. I will run down the mountain before I find out what the third lake will do to me. But I am too thirsty. I find myself heading toward the third lake. I will only taste a little, just the smallest sip. The lake is calm with green grass along its banks. A modest board is carved with only two words, "Living Water." I kneel and drink. Everything changes. My dry mouth feels moist again. I feel strength and joy flowing back into my body. I feel as though I'll never be thirsty again. I yank out my water skin and fill it. And then I run down the mountain, eager to share the news of this living water with everyone I meet. So, what are some questions you've got? Have you ever felt like the character in today's allegorical story, desperate for something to soothe your pain, but sorely disappointed at every turn? Jesus has so much compassion on us, and he wants us to come to him. Consider taking a moment to talk to him about your longings. In John 4, Jesus sat down by a well in the heat of the day, and then he talked with a Samaritan woman who came there every day to draw water. Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus knew about this woman's messy past, and he loved her. He offered her living water and told her that he is the Messiah, the Savior who has come into the world. Why is Jesus the only one who can truly satisfy our deepest longings? Because of God's overflowing love for us, Jesus was willing to die a terrible death to save us from sin. And then he was raised from the dead to give us new life. Each of us is in need of his living water every day of our lives. And praise be to God, he freely gives it to us. If you'd like to know more about this good news, then go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu, or open up the Unlocked app and find Know Jesus there as well. And after meeting Jesus, the Samaritan woman ran to tell everyone about him, and many more people believed in him. Who is someone in your life you could share the good news of Jesus with? How could you share about the living water Jesus gives you daily and invite them to come and see for themselves that Jesus really is better than we could hope? Consider taking a moment to pray for this person and ask God to help you notice opportunities to show his love and share his good news. Now, as you and I can read what Jesus said in John 4:14, "But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And take a closer look at what the Bible says in John 4, verses 3 through 42, then John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, and Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And is there something you've been learning about God that you'd like to share with others? Well, go to unlocked.org and tap Write for Us in the menu to find out how you can send in your own story. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, the healthy way to get rid of your grudges and anger toward other people. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.